ओमाज्ञानति मिरन्द्यस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाश्वलं श्रवकय चक्षुरुमीतमिना तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थपितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदमयं ददाति स्वपदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सागना रघुनतं वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सागना ललिता शिवशकम्बितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणसिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपीककान्तरलकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्तकञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दवनेश्वरे वृषभानुसुतदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपसिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितनां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण टू एवरीवन Welcome to this rare opportunity to talk about Sankirtan here in Srimad Mayapur, the land of Lord Chaitanya. So, I would like to share with you my experience about follow-up program. Who's not familiar with the word follow-up? Follow-up means to get contacts in Sankirtan and see them again after the first time. So this program, I'm doing Sankirtan in Italy practically all the time, and occasionally I'm giving seminars in Europe, sometimes here, whenever my presence is needed. This program, I started Sankirtan more or less 20 years ago, and I found out that this was possible about 18 years ago by the grace of a lady that now passed away. She was a very poor lady, very old and lonely, and I gave a book to her somehow or other in a very poor home, and after one year and a half, 2 years, I came back, and to my surprise she was very happy to see me. And in spite of the fact that she was very poor, she took more books, and I could see that she could hardly afford just, you know, food for a living. You know, she was really extremely poor. So, but anyway, I thought, anyway, if she's buying another book, probably she will afford it. So I start to go. First of all, I called her sometimes during the year, and I found out that she was really happy to hear from me, and she told me that she was trying to read the books, but they were a little bit too, the words, she couldn't understand the words, but she appreciated the content. She could get what the books were about. And from that time on, I went to visit her whenever I was nearby. Her city, her home city, was a little far away from my temple. But once or twice a year, I was going nearby, so I dropped her. And whenever she saw me, you know, she was really sincerely happy, and she was kind of a nice, sweet, simple person. So at one point, she was always giving me donations, small donations, like 10 euros, 20 euros. And I knew that she was very poor, so I was telling her, Anna, don't, you know, I'm not here for that, you know, I'm just here for you because you need to advance spiritually, so I'm here to help you in this path. And she said, well, please, you know, Padre Antonio, that's how she was relating to me, Father Anthony. Please, you know, this is my saving for you. This is my meditation, you know. I always, every day I think about you, and I'm saving, you know, like 50 cents or 1 euro in a week, and then I'm putting them together, and when you are coming, this is donation for you because you are traveling and this and that. So in this way, she bought her ticket to have a better or maybe she went back to Godhead, I don't know. But she left her body while I was in India, and when I went back, it was just about time for her Shraddha ceremony, which I performed in the exact day, what is, I think, 11 days after the departure. And I had their picture in the mail sent by the cousin. So it was a nice arrangement of Krishna to let this soul have a benefit from her endeavor in helping the Krishna consciousness movement. So this was the beginning. And then after this incident, about 18 years ago, my Guru Maharaj told me, now you are a very famous book distributor, you have distributed, by the mercy of Krishna, so many books, but now I will give you an order. Now you have to make the people read these books. And I almost fainted, you know, because I know that it's not that easy. And so that night I didn't sleep at all. I was, you know, I knew that in the order of the spiritual master, there is within the potency to carry it, to fulfill this order. But anyway, I felt too stupid and too far away from the ability to understand his orders. But I thought, for Krishna nothing is impossible, so maybe he will use me in this to fulfill this order. So the first thing I thought, well, maybe I can get some automatic thing to get them, in order to remind them that they have the books at home. So we have Back to God magazine in Italy, which is the English version translated into Italian. And at the time it was done on a monthly basis. Now it's twice a month, bimestral. And so I thought, to the nice persons, maybe I can give to them as a gift a subscription for the magazine. So at least once a month they are reminded that they have the book at home and that we met. So there is a chance more. But that one, it was effective to some extent. Some of them got really inspired. One of them was like Navina said before, he was copying some part of the magazine and distributing to his fellows. He was on pension, and he found there was at the time a special article was written by Matsya Avatar Prabhu, and which was insert in the BTG, and he liked a lot this particular articles. So he was making copies and distributed to his pension fellows, brothers and friends, and he was very inspired. But the most important thing is that I found out a little later is that the deep impact that you have in the persons is when you go personally and visit them, which is obvious, of course. You know, we are persons, and we like relationship. So I started this follow-up program that I'm also doing now on a once a year, because it takes quite a lot to prepare. And then once a year I go, because I have like 450 kilometers range. So, and all the people that I'm following up, that were up to 200, now they are 100 and they are steady. Some are going, some are, they don't want to be followed up anymore. Some new one are coming each year. But more or less now there is 100, which is a good number for each one of us that can be kind of easily handled. It's not very difficult to have 100 contacts and follow them up. So what I'm doing, I just want to share with you what the way I do it, so you may... This is working in Italy, and I believe it can work everywhere. It's not that Italy is in a particular country, because the Vatican is there, and the people are more pious than in other countries. For example, I've been in Poland, and to my experience, Poland is much more pious, the people are much more pious than in Italy, at least in our area. So you never know, you know, maybe you are in a, like Navina said before, in a Muslim country and they buy book, so. But anyway, so the first thing I do is I write to them. And the majority of them, they don't have email. Or they, also if they have email, they don't use it for social, they just use it for work, and the secretary is going through them and they don't get involved in that. So I write personal letters. Right now, because I have also other engagements that are going on, it is also difficult to write, but I manage in such a way that I'm going to reach them in the period where I used to write to them, that is before Christmas and before New Year's Eve. So instead of going in the springtime after India or in the summertime, I'm going in November, December, which is the best time I found for following them up, because they are all at home, they are all still working, and it's a good time, so I don't have to write to them also. But to, if you want to write to them, it's better to do it on an old way, you know, write letters. Of course, if they have email and they are using it, this is more handy. You can just write down. And personal letter. Don't write, just write one letter and send it to everybody. Doesn't work. The people understand that is a standard letter. It's not a personal letter. Or if you can, you can do, sometimes when I had up to 200, I was writing standard letter and I was personalizing it. But actually, most of the time I had to do it personally. This works better. And then I buy a present for them. Of course, first of all, I have a record of whatever, who this person is, address, phone number, birthday, relatives, if they are favorable or not, what books they bought, what present I brought in the past, how long is he has been followed up, what he likes, what he doesn't like, is he a wealthy person, pious, whatever is in his schedule is there, and I take into consideration all these things when I write to them and visit them and buy them presents. And I always bring new books with them. The thing I do is, first of all, I have to contact by telephone, make appointments to each one of them, and then try to put the appointment together. This is the most difficult task, because as I told you, they are spread around, they are not in the, all in the same place, and also sometimes if they are in the same place, they have different timings. So it takes quite an effort to put all the appointment together, and of course also to fulfill the task to visit them personally. It takes a long time. So in 18 years, I've seen quite a change in all of them. At one point, I was kind of almost giving up. You know, nothing was really happening. You know, okay, when I was going to visit them, they were nice to me. Some, at least, my perception was that they were nice because of, okay, I have to do this, you know, like, you know, something that they have to do, you know, the missionary is coming, I have to be nice for 10-15 minutes, I have to put my hand in my pocket, give him something, and then he finally goes away. So to some of them, I had the perception that they have this feeling. But actually, it may be that was true for that time, but maybe the next year, and actually this especially one time, I was, the person was not even friendly just for the sake of being friendly, but she, there were two ladies, and they were just saying, you know, anymore, you are always coming here every year, you know you want money. And I said, I never ask for money. This is another thing. Never ask for anything when you are following up somebody. The mood is just to be there and help add them in their spiritual path, to give something, not to ask. But they are giving anyway. And then she said, you are always preaching to me. You know, I should do this, I should not do that. You know, I'm a free person, I can have my own free will, you know. I can do also the wrong thing, I have to learn from that. And I said, you are perfectly right. I'm just, you know, maybe you got me wrong, or maybe I did something wrong to you. If I did it, please excuse me. You know, this is not what I want to do. My purpose in coming here is just to share my happiness with you, is just to share the love of God that I'm receiving, and I just wanted to share it with you because it's a very nice thing. You cannot purchase it, you cannot go to the supermarket and get it. You know, also if you want to pay $1 million or €1 million, you won't get it. You will get it only by the mercy of God and His devotees. And I am among one that are trying to become a devotee of the Lord. So if you want to have love of God, you can go through me or some other persons that are in the path of going back home, back to God, or trying to get on that path. Or otherwise you won't get it in your own effort. There are some exceptions, but I give the example of the degree. If you are sometimes you have this degree ad honorem, you know, just because you are recognized as a special person, they give you the degree. But usually, you know, the normal way is that you have to study, go to school, attend the classes, and get good, great degree, and then you have your paper. So in my note I said, okay, one more try, because I always do like this. Also, if I have a bad feedback, I just give a last try. And the next year she wasn't there. Anyway, I kept the last try for the next year. And after 2 years, I was there. And when I got there, she was, oh wow, Padre Antonio, you are here. She embraced me. And all the others were just smiling. You know, we are just waiting for you to come. Why you skipped last year? You know, sometimes they are in a bad mood. They had a bad day. They just stepped from the bed with the wrong foot, you know. And this is a bad day, and they just hit the bad day. So they are just reacting in a rough way. But if you give a last try, they, you know, you will see actually, of course, some of them, they really don't want to be followed up anymore. But they are really the minority. And you will see it, of course, you give a last try, and if that doesn't work, you have to leave him alone or leave her alone. That's part of the deal. Krishna allows everybody also to go to hell if they want to. So we have to do the same. So keep track of what they have. Bring more books. So what to say to them when you go and visit them? Personally, I try to relate whatever I'm going to say to the books that they have already. Or sometimes I have to listen to them. For example, there is a person that I know is one of my follow-uppers since not many years. He has tried to become a devotee. He was in Villa Vrindavan in Italy, in one of our temple, for about 6 months to try bhakti yoga. He liked it. And he's a compulsive reader. He's always reading. He read like, you know, millions and millions of books, and he knows an illimited amount of information. And he likes to talk about this information because he takes all this information and tries to put them together by his own effort. And he's making a big mess, of course. But when I go and visit him, he finally knows that there is somebody, there is a recipient for his talk. And he starts to talk to me about this and about that. He is relating, you know, aliens with Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srimad Bhagavatam with some other, you know, some other writings that I don't even know what they are about. And I'm just listening. I listen, And sometimes I make some comment, and from this comment he picks up another topic and it starts all over again. Last time I went to visit him, he talked for 4.5 hours, non-stop. He is a boss of a big company of organic foods. He's a big boss, he is a very important person, but so-called. But he took 4.5 hours just to talk to me. Of course, he enjoys those, that's why he did it. And at the end he said, okay, I have a present for you. And I brought him the Darshan, this big book that we have about the deities. No, that was Krishna Art, sorry, the last one that we had printed. And he said, wow, this is a very nice present. Maybe I give you the I should give you a donation. Well, if you want to, you know, you have to. And how much, he said. I said, well, this donation is a donation, just, you know. And he said, okay, just mention. And he was just, you know, taking the money from the counter. He said, just mention, you know, something. Okay, he said, printing cost is about 180 euros, which is a little bit more than, but I know that he is a very rich person. And he said, okay, I got it right. And he gave me 500 euros. So this is how it works, you know. If you don't ask, you are always surprised. And sometimes they don't give you anything. This is a bad sign, because not because we are there for their money, but because the way they relate to the person, to you, is also because you are a missionary, or at least, or anyway, you are a God person. So in the relation with the God person, you have. And when you receive a gift, it's not impolite to not reciprocate. So usually they don't have, sometimes they have a gift to give back. But the usual way is that he gives you some Lakshmi, some money. Also because this is the way you approached. Because when you're giving the book, when you do Sankirtan, you are asking for reciprocation in terms of Lakshmi. So, you know, the first impression is what is last. So they are usually reciprocate like this. And if they are not reciprocating in this way, well, usually there is something wrong. But give a last try, or maybe one more than one. You know, it's not that we are there for their money. It's their way to make spiritual advancement. Okay. So I'm trying to relate everything they are doing or everything they ask to the books that, or everything that I hear, to the books that they have. Of course, in the last example that I gave, I couldn't say much because he read all the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He even chanted Hare Krishna 16 rounds for some times. And he is just that type of person. But I was encouraging him to whatever project he has. He wants to retire also if he's young, in the mountains, and he bought a mill, and he wanted in a water mill, you know, for the grains. And anyway, he had all these very unusual ideas, and I was encouraging him, okay, but try whatever you're doing, try to put Krishna in the center, try to put God in the center. And whenever there maybe I go and he's the guy is quarreling with his wife, I said, you know why it's not working? I don't want to get into details, you know, because between husband and wife, you don't have to put even one finger. This is a saying in Italy. Tra moglie e marito non mettere il dito. That is, there is a rhyme in Italian. But, you know, because sometimes, you know, you hear from one side and you got the wrong picture, because you have to hear also from the other side. Also, if you're both sides, you never know what is the relationship between them. So it's better to stay aloof. But I always say to them, I don't want to enter into your personal relationship, but I know by experience, by my personal experience, I am married, that if you put God in the center, then everything will work nicely. This is the only way that a man and a woman can get together very happily for the whole life. There are a few exceptions, but you know, exceptions are part of the rule. So this is the way how you can improve your marriage. or sometimes they have work problem, there is crisis, things are going. And I said, look, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, you have all the information that you need to understand why the things are not going the way you want them to go. Or you will understand more about the people that are working with you, so you maybe relate to them in such a way that they produce more, or the problem that are now there, they will not be there anymore. And some other. So after this, it was like 10 years ago that I had this feeling that, oh, maybe it's too much, you know, it's much more easy to go there. You want a book? Yes, here it is. You don't want it? Okay, next person. It's much more easy to do like that than to keep track of the persons and, you know, phone them, make appointment, etc. I thought, okay, I don't have any result. But then inside I didn't feel very good with this feeling. Also, if from one side it was a relief, but I could understand that this was not pleasing Krishna. So I said, okay, I have to go beyond my needs. I need more time to do that. And just for the sake of preaching and for the sake of the people that are waiting for this message, to do again, you know, one more year. So then I was there, and that after that, you know, I had some like nice feedback that year. I had very, very nice feedback in terms of encouragement, in terms of books distributed. It's amazing because, like, all of them, like 80-90% of them, they have all the books. But still, every time I go out, like this year, about 145 books went out, and they all have all the books practically. But somewhere or other, I always find maybe the secretary doesn't have books, so I counted the secretary anyway. In a way, other books are always going out. So I was encouraged because a lot of books went out that time, when they were about 1,000, something like that, in very short time. And anyway, I was continuing. And this year I had the confirmation that this program is really, really, really important. So this year I was prepared to do my follow-up program and then the marathon. But I found out, I started the follow-up, and I started that there was no room for the marathon, because it was taking a lot of time. Because the people this year, they start to ask for more time for them. The one that were taking 15 minutes, 20 minutes out of their very precious time, they were asking me, could you please stay 1 or 2 hours, when I was phoning them. I said, yeah, of course. And some of them, they said, instead of coming when I'm working, can you come in my home, maybe at night, you know, when I finish, so we can have supper together? I said, yeah, of course. And many, many, I mean, a lot of them, they had the same request. So I start to spend 2-3 hours with them, listen to them, mainly speaking. And some of them, they told me openly, you know, now I have to tell you, I'm waiting for this 2 hours since 1 year, since when you went back last time. I never told you, but now I have to tell you, because I see that, you know, because I always thought that you were in a hurry, because you have so many people to see and so many things to do. You are a very important person. And I understand that these people are advancing. Slowly, maybe. Maybe they are not reading all the books. But some of them, they are. I'll give you some examples. And also, besides of that, some of them, they were calling me afterwards. It was very wonderful that you came over and you spent so much time. can you come another time? I know that you are here for a few weeks more. Can you come another time? And some of them, they called one of the follow-upers that I'm going to tell a story about. They called me 3 or 4 times, and the last time they were crying, I said, I know you're leaving for India and you're not coming back so soon. I just want to know that we are very happy that you are our friend. You know, it's really touched the heart, you know. It's not, I don't want to get emotional about this, you know. But, you know, it is happening. And, okay, I will talk about this first. These particular persons, they had a kid. I was following up them first time like 13 years ago. The kid was about 5. Kid. I didn't even remember his name for a few years. And now he grew up. Now he's 22, 23 years old. And this year he was present. Usually he was not at home or he was already in bed because I used to go and visit them at night because they want to. They are very simple person. They are workers. They are not very rich. They are like a normal family. They own an apartment, but they are not. They both work. They are not very intelligent. They are not very smart. But they are very simple persons. They appreciate, God in some way. And they don't read. They are not learned. But they, you know, we have nice relationship and they are always eager to see me, etc. This young kid, I got to know him this year. For the first time, he was at home, he was waiting for me. And when I went there, I said, oh, you became so big, now he has beard, I mean, he's a man. And he said, yes, I was waiting for you because I start to read the books. I said, really? Yes, yeah, my parents, they don't read much, but I really like to read. And I already started to tell all, you know, the books that he was reading. And then I was playing guitar with him, and we had a very nice time. And when it was time to say farewell, he said, when you are going to India, bring me a japa, because I want to start chanting Hare Krishna. And so this is how it is happening sometimes, you know, this is a time bomb, you know. It exploded like 13 years after. But now this kid, he's really serious in becoming Krishna consciousness. He's not at all interested. I'm quite sure that he will become a devotee. When, I don't know, but he's really not interested in the society whatsoever. He's just a devotee by birth. He is devotee inclined towards. So, and another is that I was following up this person. They have a nature shop, and but I didn't really understand what they were, because they have all these strange things inside the shop, candles and this and that. Anyway, so this year I was going a little deeper. I said, so what are your interests? I said, well, now we are building this light garden. Light garden. Yeah, this is the project, and they see the light garden, and they have different herbal plants, and then they have the place for the fairy, Yeah, and this is for the goblins. I couldn't understand what they are. And then they said, but you know, we are doing fire yagya. Fire yagya? Yes, Agnihotra, Agnihotra. And anyway, they are mixing sort of all different kind of speculations with some reality. And so I said, why don't we do a Bhakti Yoga night? Because they have conference once a month. And they said, well, it's a great idea. How should we call it? Because Bhakti Yoga is not that popular. So I thought, okay, the yoga of love. I thought it was appropriate because they were, you know, nice person, but they were a little confused. So I went there and I was just preaching to them straight the holy name. I was just chanting with my guitar the tune of Srila Prabhupada, you know, the famous tune. And they were chanting along. I had a very bad, nice response, a very bad feedback. I was hearing that they were chanting really from the heart. At the end, I was supposed to finish at 10 o'clock. At 12:30 at night, I was still there. Everybody was around me asking questions about this, about that, about books. Everybody bought at the Bhagavad Gita, because I had a sponsor from the temple. Navina's talk before, you know, if you speak about Sankirtan in the Sunday feast, I did it before marathon, and one person approached me and said, I want to sponsor 45 Bhagavad Gitas, you know, and he gave me the Lakshmi for 45 Bhagavad Gitas. So I had this, so I gave Bhagavad Gita to everybody, and they were, oh sir, I already have this one, I read it, and so many questions. And when I went back, actually not when I went back, when I was still around, one person started to call me, because I gave my email address and phone to everyone, started to call me and said, look, I started to chant Hare Krishna, and it works. It really works. I'm really amazed. I tried all type of mantra. I've been initiated in Om Shivaya Namaha mantra, but it didn't work. But Hare Krishna mantra is working. It's working, really. You know, and anyway, so many realizations she was sharing with me. Now she's chanting steadily, I think, 1 or 3 rounds a day. And she wants to improve to 16, at least. And she's reading Bhagavad Gita every day. So you see, you know, I wasn't expecting anything from this happening, because, you know, from somebody who is mixing all these kind of things, they are worshipping fairies and goblins, you know, what can you expect? But some sincere soul were among them, and she started, and maybe some other also, you never know. And another group of person, the Tibetans, they invited me in the Little Tibet. They have a village for the Tibetans that now shifted to a spiritual happening center. Now the Tibetans are not there anymore. I know the person that bought the place and renew it, and now they want a full day of bhakti yoga from the morning until evening. Full day about bhakti yoga. They want to know everything about Ma Mantra. So this will happen the 8th of March. And this is one of my follow-upper that is, he is Buddhist. He is not a follower of any kind of religion, not even Buddhist, but he is somehow rather interested. And this year he invited me to have this happening there, because he wants to spirituality to spread around. And and another one that I want to share with you, and then I think is just about the end, is that correct? Is one lawyer. He didn't know about Krishna consciousness whatsoever. And that was 16 years ago. He had the Srimad Bhagavatam set. He was like of interest in, and the devotee that was presenting to him, he's the best in giving sets in of Srimad Bhagavatam, in presenting. He's a very good in that. So he bought Srimad Bhagavatam and he started to read it. Unfortunately, this devotee now is not among us anymore. He decided to take a break from spiritual life. So I was following up also this person. And he said, well, you are not the person that was giving me the books. Why should I trust you? You should trust me because I was his best friend. And he said, okay, this is a good reason. Okay, to make it short, now he already read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and every day before he goes to work, he is reading from one page to one chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, every day. This is something that he became vegetarian. And sometimes he chants Hare Krishna. He claims himself to be a Christian, so he doesn't want to. And he's staying with his parents, he's not married yet, despite the fact he's about 50 years old. But this year he told me one thing that really hit me. He said, Antonio, I'm firmly convinced that only Krishna consciousness is the way, the only way to change things in the world is Krishna consciousness. There is no other way. No other way, no other way. It's like Lord Chaitanya used to say. So, thank you very much. And if there are any questions, patience is required, yeah, definitely. And we just say Srila Prabhupada, how patient he was. He's a person of God. I mean, he literally came from the spiritual world. He was not born like us. And but he understood that Krishna has his plan. And sometimes it takes, to our view, a long time to fulfill these plans. So we have to be patient, and we have to have faith in the process, that whatever we are doing for the sake of the conditioned souls is going to work, because if we have the mercy of Krishna and the Vaishnavas, this is very important also. This is another, like Damina said, what are the four basic principles for a book distributor? To have a good sadhana, first of all. And we can add to these four also never to commit any offenses toward Vaishnava. Also, if you have a good sadhana but you are quarreling with your god brother or god sisters, you know, what's the use of, what is the value of your good sadhana, quote and unquote good sadhana, you know? First of all, you have to settle the quarrels, you know, why you are evil with someone who has chosen your same path, you know, he was willing to chant 16 rounds. So many things are there in order, you know, this is a very broad topic, very big topic. But for sure, you have to be very patient, because sometimes you are mistreated, also in Sankirtan, sometimes you are mistreated, and but you don't have to think it on a personal, in a personal way. Sometimes the people are angry because they are angry, and they see you and they throw everything they have on you, but it's not because they have something with you. In follow-up especially, we have to be very patient, because sometimes the results, and most of the time the results are not immediate. But actually this is not completely true. Let's take the example that you go out in Sankirtan and you don't give any books, or you give only one or two books. This is a very hard day, and you go out for 7 hours. It happened to me. It's very hard. It's really hard. And many times I was crying while doing that in these days. I was really literally crying out, feeling useless, feeling that I did something wrong. But at the end of the day, at least my heart was really dancing, because I did my duty, you know, I did my share. It was hard, but I stayed outside there and with all this no coming up at me. Okay? I resist. And this is, and the price is that Krishna is happy with you. You have to go through some purification, and then you resist to the temptation to skip it, because you cannot skip it. If it's not coming today, it's coming tomorrow. It's not tomorrow, the day after. You cannot skip it. So purification is there for everyone. We just have to be patient and try to do our best to do our job in the best way. This is the point. Any other? Yes, Prabhu? Can you speak a little louder? Properly.
Best way, like people maybe just taking that time for their own and not so much taking up the process. Do you find that in itself is a good use of your time?
You're talking in normal Sankirtan or in the follow-up program?
In the form of your cultivation.
Uh-huh. In the cultivation, this is part of the deal. You have to listen to them. Also, if they are talking nonsense, patiently listen to them and try to relate their nonsense to Krishna consciousness. This you have to have this ability. Always to switch to whatever topics they are bringing up to Krishna consciousness. And especially to the books that they have. And you have to be able to quote the books. Like, sometimes, you have to be able to do that. And if you are reading regularly books, then Krishna will give you the intelligence. Oh, this is in third canto. This is in sixth canto. This is in Bhagavad Gita. This is in Krishna book. And you just say to them, but you have this, the answer to your questions. You already have, you just didn't look. Like this. But definitely, this is part of the deal. You have to listen to them. And never jump on them. Never. Be patient and listen to them. This is part of the deal. In Sankirtan, you have to be sure that this person is sincere. Sometimes they are time wasters. You just waste your time. They just love to talk, but they are not interested in the book. So, whenever it's possible, switch to the book that you have in your hand. And if they are goofing around, just to say, okay, come to the Sunday feast and we will talk. Now I have business to do. I have to go. Okay? Any others? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sankirtan Yagya ki jai. Ouch. Oh. Old age ki jai. That was a gift.
Thank you, everyone. Now we're going to have another speaker, Parmesh Parma.
Yeah.